Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season. Let me talk a little bit about the offensive line, because that's become a little bit, well, obviously it's a major subject, but let me talk about the left tackle specifically right now. And I know that they asked Flo yesterday, I believe it was Barry Jackson, is Austin Jackson still your starter? And he said yes. And I want to run a couple of things by you so we can look at the big picture and not the micro. Because when you think micro, you're going, okay, well, wait a minute. Did Eichenberg do good enough? Haven't been happy with Jackson. Should they compete for the job? Should it be Eichenberg's job? All of this stuff. Let's go big picture now. Come with me on this trip where we go into the offensive line, and we're going to talk about big picture, and we're going to talk about what the reality could be really for the Miami Dolphins. Okay, first of all, Austin Jackson, natural left tackle. We all know that. He's more experienced right now than Eichenberg, so probably better suited to be the everyday left tackle. But in a perfect world, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to look at it the way it's supposed to be looked at. What really should be happening is perfect world, everything, okay? I'm just saying, I'm talking about perfect world. I've already told you what the reality is. You're not going to hit on Eichenberg, Jackson, Dieter, Hunt, and Kinley. You're not doing that. We've talked about this already several times. There's no way Chris Greer drafted 5 linemen and he hits on all 5. I would love to see that. I would love to be wrong, since I'm telling you there's no way, right? Because actually there is, you know, a little slight hope. But it's not normal to hit on all your draft picks. So you figure 2 to 3 of these guys are going to fail, right? Best case scenario, 1 guy. All right. So let me go to best case scenario right now, okay? Because the worst case scenario, we can talk about it when it gets here. But let's talk about the best case scenario. Best case scenario is that Austin Jackson gets back to being the left tackle. And the best case scenario is that you move Eichenberg back to right tackle. And I know Jesse Davis is starting, and I like Jesse Davis a lot, okay? I don't have the love affair that Omar Kelly has with him. I like him, and I love him as a sixth man. I've said this over and over and over and over again, which is no shame. Mama and daddies, let your babies grow up to be sixth offensive linemen, and they're going to make a lot of money, and they're going to retire really well, and their families will be well taken care of. Okay, if you're the sixth man in the NFL at the offensive line, you're pretty valuable. So Jesse Davis has a value. But in a perfect world, it's myopic. It is short-sighted to start thinking, no, let's put Eichenberg and Austin Jackson to compete. No, dude. Let's hope Austin Jackson takes over the left tackle spot. And then Eichenberg moves over to right and takes over that spot from Jesse Davis. And then Jesse Davis, who is banged up a little bit, gets to rest, gets to recuperate, gets to get healthy, and waits for his opportunity to fill in for 1 of the 5 guys if they get hurt, or 4 out of the 5, since I think he plays 4 out of the 5 positions. And then in the end, you've got a left-handed quarterback in Tua. So if Eichenberg might be the better offensive player, you put him there at right tackle and he's protecting Tua's blind side. So the more realistic, or not realistic, the perfect picture to look at is that Austin stays there at left and that Eichenberg gets over to the right side to compete with Jackson, or eventually just take over for Jackson. That's what I would like to see.